IVM. Hi everybody, welcome to the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I must say, I had such a great time putting together season 1 for you. It showcased my strengths, weaknesses, routines, regimes, hacks with some of the best people I know. I've been wanting to come back to the IVM studio to record something super fresh, interesting, exciting, and something twice as energetic. So drum roll please, because I present to you the season 2 of the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I know consistency is a huge pitfall in your physical and mental resilience, and that's why I present to you the Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays. In this monsoon season, or any season for that matter, I'm going to ensure that you get your weekly dose of a physical and mental boost in true kinetic living style. So for the next 13 weeks, Tabata Tuesdays will bring you a 4-minute workout that you can do anywhere. You don't need gym, you don't need props, just your body weight. And Thriving Thursdays is really close to my heart because it's going to be about cultivating a mindset that will elevate you from your daily survival mode to the thriving mode. Welcome to the last episode of the Kinetic Living Podcast. This is the Tabata Tuesday series, and if you have been doing all the episodes till episode 12, then I'm sure you are already feeling stronger, not only in your core, but your shoulders and your glutes and of course your legs. So today's is a surprise one because we are going to be doing a combination of 4 of the exercises from the past 12 episodes. And these are the wall sit, which was episode 1, the drop squat, which is episode 6, the crisscross mountain climbers, which is episode 10, and the arc plank, which is one of my favorites, which is episode 12. So if you do not know any of these exercises or how to do them, then I would suggest first go through all these 4 episodes individually, and then tomorrow you can attempt this combination. And this combination has been made keeping in mind that you're going to be getting your heart rate up, but also going to be getting a full body workout. And this is my gift to you with a bang as we conclude the Tabata Tuesday series in season 2. We will be doing 2 sets of each of these 4 exercises, alternating between your lower and your upper body, which will make it 4 minutes of an amazing sweaty workout. So first one is the wall sit. So make sure you grab a wall and stay ready. Are you ready, guys? Make sure your thighs are parallel to the floor and your heels are pushing down into the floor as well. Your back is straight. And go! No slouching of the shoulders. Keep your back straight. You should feel the burn in your thighs, not in your lower back. Keep your core gently tight and breathe. And 3, 2, 1, relax. You can stand, shake off those legs a little bit. You're going to do 1 more set of the wall sit. This is episode 1. And go. Make sure your thighs are parallel to each other, which means your knees are not buckling in. Your heels and your knees are in 1 straight line. If you find this easy, you can grab some weight and put it on your thighs and relax. And now we're going to move on to crisscross mountain climbers, where your knees are going towards opposite elbows. So get into a high plank and go. Bring in the knees to the opposite side. Keep your butt parallel to the floor and breathe as you go in and out with legs. Use your fingertips and try not to sink into those shoulders. 3, 2, 1, relax. Your knees can be on the floor right now. Catch your breath. This should work your shoulders, your abs, and your heart rate. And go. Keep your butt down and bring those knees to the opposite elbows in as fast movement as possible. Are you breathing? Try to keep all your weight on your palms and not at the back. 3, 2, 1, relax. And next one you're going to be doing is a drop squat, which was episode 6. In this, you jump your feet out and go. You jump your feet out and you push your butt back down. And exhale as you hop your feet back into standing position. Make sure your back is straight when you go down to touch the floor. And make sure you're landing softly with the balls of your feet. And break. Very good. You're going to do one more set of the drop squat. Your thighs and your butt should be burning by now. And go. Hop out, touch the floor, go into a squat. As you hop back in, come to standing position. Inhale down, exhale up. Inhale down, exhale up. You're doing great so far. Remember, pain is temporary, glory is forever. And relax. Now the last two rounds, you're going to do the arc plank. Are you guys ready? On your elbows, and you're going to drop your hips side to side. And go. Make sure your lower back is not arching, slightly butt should be up. And imagine you're drawing an arc with your hips going from side to side. Your feet also can drop from side to side. Pull in those abs. And relax. The last 30 seconds, guys, you've got this. And I'm sure you're already sweating. And 3, 2, 1, go. Make sure your elbows are below your shoulders and you're looking at your thumbs throughout the exercise. This should work your obliques, especially the sides of your abs. 7, 6, keep breathing. 5, keep your legs straight and relax. And that was amazing. Well done job. I hope you're feeling this in your shoulders, your legs, your glutes and your abs. And this was the last episode of the Tabata Tuesday series of the Kinetic Living podcast. And I really hope you enjoyed every single workout. If you want to get more of these Tabata workouts, then write to me about your goals and I will plan a fresh, exciting workout routine for you. That's it for now. Until then, stay tuned.